At the base of an ancient, gnarled tree rests an enormous white flower, the shape of a lily, but the height of a small house. The plant is wide enough to allow several men to stand inside it. At its base, green vines dig into the exposed tree roots, like some sort of parasitic species sapping life from the forest itself. Its beautiful, long, white petals stretch out invitingly, its elegant stamens towering high above us. In the center, a thick, pale cylinder protrudes. I believe it's called a pistil. The long white tube stands tall, a heavy yellow slime slowly seeping down from a hole at the top. The substance pools within the flower, glittering seductively in the dim forest light. This is the source of the scent. This vile ooze smells identical to a sexually aroused human male.
Incredible. A nim blossom. And it looks like it just bloomed.
What is it? My hand automatically moves toward my bulge, massaging my now hard cock as my eyes stay transfixed on the bizarre organism.
A rare flowering plant. They don't bloom for long, and they secrete a powerful substance that draws males of all species toward it. It looks like we're the first to arrive.
Why males? I ask automatically, but I think I already know the answer.
Semen. It feeds on semen. The more creatures that breed with it, the more powerful it becomes.
Kier's eyes stay focused on the plant as he drops our belongings and begins stripping his clothes off. I briefly glance at his hard, tanned body before shifting my gaze back to the erotic flower. My hands move automatically, guided by some sort of strange power. I unbutton my clothes, allowing them to fall to the grassy floor. The two of us stand fully nude, immobilized as the cool breeze swirls around our naked flesh. We inhale the sweaty scent in the air as our feet begin moving forward. Like the song of a siren, the scent beckons us closer. I struggle to process what's happening. I can't focus my thoughts. Everything just comes back to this beautiful organism in front of me. The full, plump petals. That thick tube stretching high into the sky. That golden nectar gently spurting from the tip. I need this. I need to get closer. I run my fingertips along the silky petals before climbing inside. My feet dip into the strange liquid, pooling at the bottom of the flower, the slime coating up to my calves. It's warm. I look at Kier as he climbs in after me, his eyes glazed over in a dreamlike trance.
Feels nice.
He stretches a hand out and places his palm against the flower's thick, cylindrical pistil.
Touch it.
I touch my fingers to the tall tube as my heartbeat accelerates. The flower is warm and squishy, almost like human flesh, and I can feel a faint pulsing from deep within it, a heartbeat. As bizarre and unnatural as this organism seems, I truly don't care to analyze its biology. Standing here, surrounded by this golden nectar of masculinity, there is only one thought that stands out in my mind, my penis. I need to touch my penis to the pistil. I step in close, glancing down at my swollen, hard phallus. Inflated, bulbous veins protrude from the delicate skin of my reproductive organ. My pink cockhead is puffy and aroused, already leaking a small droplet of clear precum. Gently, I touch my tip to the flower's rod, wincing slightly as the strange, pulsating warmth makes contact with my dick. The golden nectar oozes onto my erection as I press the shaft up against the flower, rapidly coating it with the hypnotic lubricant.
Oh, that's good. Just like that.
Kier watches me, a drunken look in his eyes.
Grind into it. Hump it with your dirty human cock.
He doesn't need to tell me what to do. Nature is taking control. I delicately rub my penis up and down against the pistil, my vision going foggy as a euphoric sensation spreads throughout my entire body. But an unusual thought enters my mind, and my hands begin moving on their own. I press my palms to the tall white tube, coating my hands in the yellow lube. Gingerly, I wrap my fingers around the structure and begin massaging up and down, mimicking the act of masturbating a giant cock.
Fuck! I need this!
Kier steps in close and mimics my actions, rubbing his huge dick against the flower while using his brawny hands to jack it off. The sound of our heavy breathing rings out in the quiet forest air, interrupted only by the squishy noise of our hands and dicks rubbing against the perverse flower. I feel like some sort of filthy prostitute, massaging his master and doing everything possible to ensure his satisfaction. But my master isn't even human. Hell, I don't even really know what it is. That doesn't matter, though. This feels so good. My vision distorts slightly as I feel a small tremble in the floral column. I look down near my cock and notice a small slit opening in the plant's pale flesh. About the length of my thumb, the thin hole begins to swell up and protrude from the pistil. Fat, white lips form around the opening, causing the hole to tighten. In shock, I simply stare as more and more of these bizarre holes begin opening up. No less than a dozen. They encircle the lower half of the pistil at irregular intervals. It doesn't take a botanist to understand what the flower wants me to do, and I touch my lubricated cockhead to the tip of the closest hole. The lips of the flower are supple like the lips of a man, and they caress my leaking penis as I slowly slide it in, savoring the divine sensation. Deeper and deeper I slide, inserting my humanity into this foreign entity. As I sheath to the balls, I begin to feel a gentle, pulsating suction from within the hole as the plant begins stimulating my penis. I begin gently rocking back and forth, adding my own friction to the sucking. I've never felt anything like this before. So wet. So warm. So filthy. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit kaiaubrey.com.